This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. If you've been dreaming of a snow day, you may be getting one. If you're one of the millions in the path of a winter storm that meteorologist Craig Allen says will be
very impactful storm. And as we progress through Sunday evening and into the Monday morning hours, it is going to spread more and more havoc across the eastern, let's say, third of the nation in the form of all kinds of weather, from snow and ice to freezing rain, as well as severe thunderstorms and tornadoes.
Amtrak has already canceled some trains through Tuesday. FlightAware shows thousands of airlines canceling or delaying flights. At the White House today, President Biden signed legislation into law that expands Social Security benefits for millions of retired Americans. CBS's Natalie Brand with details.
The Social Security Fairness Act, passed by Congress last year with bipartisan support, eliminates two federal provisions that prevented former police officers, firefighters, postal workers, teachers, and other individuals with a public pension from collecting their full Social Security.
After the signing, the president was asked about the attack in New Orleans and conspiracies about the man responsible and others who some say may have been involved.
Zero evidence. The idea, by the way, that these are foreigners come across the border.
He said, "We established beyond any reasonable doubt it was an act of a single man." Mr. Biden and the First Lady will visit New Orleans tomorrow to grieve with the family members of those killed in the attack. U.S. port workers are threatening another strike. WTOP's Dan Ronan reports from Washington.
Management and labor resume negotiations Tuesday, but a January 15th strike deadline is looming. The two sides have already reached an agreement on wages with a 62% salary increase over 6 years. But work rules, including management's desire to add more automation to the ports, is at the center of the dispute.
Tech contributor Ian Schur explains why influencers are suing PayPal.
PayPal's Honey app was one of the most prolific advertisers on the internet for a time. These internet influencers now suing it say the truth of it, though, is that Honey made its money by working with retailers to deceptively hide some coupon codes and then effectively steal commission sales for others.
The fate of TikTok is still up in the air as we await a decision by the Supreme Court. On Friday, the justices will hear arguments on a law that requires TikTok to break ties with its Chinese-based parent company called ByteDance, or will face a U.S. ban completely. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, and the show will be back in February with more stories from your community.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows near 10 above. Wind chills, however, in the single digits below zero. On Monday, mostly sunny skies, a bit milder with highs in the mid-20s. Partly sunny on Tuesday with highs in the lower 20s. Right now, it's 15 degrees.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Ladies and gentlemen, children, pets, imaginary friends, it's time for Unlabeled. Let's take a listen down memory lane with your 90s mixtape playing in your headphones. Our next two tapes will be our soundtrack sessions, side A and B. While the 70s and 80s brought many hits, I believe the 90s were when the soundtracks had the greatest impact, maybe their moment. Many artists got their break or second act from these opportunities. Being honest, it was tough to choose because I love so many of these songs on these soundtracks. It's part of why this took so long. Your requests help the process. Thank you for those. Get us your 90s requests at james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. That's james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Keep in mind you can also get us your requests on WFHR Facebook page. There were a lot of big soundtracks like Reality Bites or That Thing You Do or some other ones out there. Certainly a lot of animated movies like The Lion King that had a big soundtrack and some of those. We're not going to be touching on many of those, especially songs that were already songs before they hit the soundtrack. But what I want to do is focus on a lot of the different changes and different things that people were trying to do with soundtracks. We've got Above the Rim's Regulate coming up for you in a little bit. Pulp Fiction soundtrack on the way. But this first one is from the Judgment Night soundtrack. Released September 14th in 1993 through Immortal Records and Epic Soundtracks, this took things to a different level, where they would take a lot of hard rock or alternative bands and pair them with a hip-hop band. You had some great stuff on this album, like Faith No More and Booyah Tribe, or Slayer and Ice-T. You had Sonic Youth and Cypress Hill, Living Color and Run DMC, and this one right here. I think one of the game changers in the soundtrack era. I love this song. Turn it up. It is the real thing from Cypress Hill and Pearl Jam on Unlabeled here at WFHR.
I'm
through. Clack, clack, bang, bang. Cause it ain't no bang when I hang with Stone. And I kick that funk and slang. I got the funk when I got to do the hell thing. Cause ain't nothing like the real thing. Ain't nothing like the real thing. Ain't nothing but the real. Ain't nothing like the real thing. Ain't nothing but the real. Ain't nothing like the real thing. Ain't nothing but the real.
Stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the E so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you skirts know what's up with 213.
So I hooked a left on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some heat, so I said, I'm stuck.
Since these girls peeping me, I'm on glide and swerve. These looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren's wealth. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight down for pound. They want to come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly. Let me contemplate.
I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody's turn. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. Let my explode. Now I'm switching my mind back into freak mode. If you won't skirt, sit back and observe. I just left a gang of over there on the curb.
Now they got the freaks and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E and me, the woman to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate help. But Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. One of them names was sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your size. She said my chords broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side Motel.
G-Funk, step to this, I dare ya. Funk, on a whole new level.
The rhythm is the bass. Whoa. And the bass is the treble.
Chords, strings, we brings melody. G-Funk, where rhythm is life, and life is rhythm.
If you know like I know, you don't wanna step to this. It's the G-Funk era, funked out with a gangsta twist. You smoke like I smoke, then you like every day. And if your ass is a buster, 213 will regulate.
Can't You Trip Like I Do from Filter and Crystal Method off of the Spawn soundtrack from 1997. Before that had Regulate, Warren G and Nate Dogg off the Above the Rim soundtrack. Both very incredible soundtracks. Above the Rim, like a lot of soundtracks of that era, helping a lot of people hear a lot of artists as far as hip-hop and R&B that maybe they might not have heard otherwise. And that song in particular, Regulate, got G-Funk into the modern era and onto playlists and radio stations across the whole country. Huge, maybe one of the biggest impacted songs off of any soundtrack. And the Spawn soundtrack, very similar to the Judgment Night soundtrack, they tried to do something different with that one, where they took a lot of electronic artists and paired them with alternative or hard rock artists. Some really good songs on that one as well. Encourage you to check out these soundtracks. Go back and take a listen to them. On the way, we're going to be featuring the Singles soundtrack, arguably maybe the biggest soundtrack of the 90s. But right now, one of the bigger songs from the era, Pulp Fiction from 1994, Urge Overkill, Kill with the Neil Diamond cover, Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon. Unlabeled here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Girl, you'll be a woman soon. I love you so much, can't count all the ways I died for you, girl, and all they can say is, he's not your kind. You'll never get tired of putting it down, and I never know when I come around what I'm gonna find. Don't let them make up your mind. Don't you know, girl, you'll be a woman soon. Please come take my hand.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I'll fake it through the day with some help from Johnny Walker Red. Send the poison brain down the drain to put bad thoughts in my head. Seen in a magazine that you left lying around. I don't have you with me, but I keep a good attitude. Do you miss me? Misery, like you said.
Now that's a start. Is this your name or a doctor's eye chart?
I Got a Dyslexic Heart from Paul Westerberg off of the single soundtrack here at Unlabeled at WFHR. Single soundtrack came out back in 1992, and you look at a lot of lists as far as best soundtracks of the 90s. This is at the top of a lot of them, everybody, and it is a flawless soundtrack. Got Alice in Chains in there, some Chris Cornell that we're going to play on episode two of the single of the soundtrack episodes we're doing here, but that is a great one, and it holds up. It's still a great soundtrack. Coming up, we'll hear from Mother Love Bone off the single soundtrack, along with the Crow soundtrack being featured. Right now, Batman Forever, not necessarily the greatest movie, maybe, but what a soundtrack. Some incredible songs on there. You had, of course, Kiss from a Rose from Seal that was a gigantic hit. PJ Harvey was on there, Nick Cave, Flaming Lips, a lot of great stuff. But one song in particular really stood out to me, and there's a song that I've always loved from Iggy Pop and the Stooges, The Passenger. Michael Hutchinson, former lead singer of INXS, who we, of course, lost, does an amazing job with this song. So here it is, Michael Hutchinson, The Passenger, from the Batman Forever soundtrack from 1995, here at Unlabeled on WFHR.
Thank you. come out of the sky. Yeah, the bright and hollow sky. You know it looks so good tonight. I'm a passenger, I stay under glass. I look through my window so bright, see the stars come out tonight. I see the bright and hollow sky over the city's ripped backside, and everything looks good tonight. Cheers. We'll be the passengers. We'll ride through the city at night. See the city's ripped backside. See the bright and hollow sky. See the stars that shine so bright. Stars made for us tonight. Oh, the passenger, how we ride. The passenger, he rides and he rides. He looks through his window, what does he see? He sees a bright and hollow sky. He sees the stars come out tonight. He sees the city's ripped backside. He sees a winding ocean drive. And everything was made for you and me. All of it was made for you and me. It just belongs to you and me. So let's take a ride, see what's mine. See la 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 la
news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Millions of Americans across the country are in the path of a big winter storm. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
It is still snowing from eastern sections of the plains, like from Topeka, Kansas, down to Oklahoma City. It is starting to wind down, though, fortunately, for the central and western plains, and it's over with for the Rockies.
Then it's heading to the Mid-Atlantic. President Biden signed into law the Social Security Fairness Act. CBS's Natalie Brand at the White House.
The White House says the law will expand benefits by hundreds of dollars per month for more than 2.5 million Americans. Critics of the change say it will put even more of a strain on Social Security funds.
Mr. Biden was asked today about the New Orleans attacker.
We established beyond any reasonable doubt that New Orleans was an act of a single man acting alone.
He is heading there tomorrow with the First Lady to grieve with family members of the victims. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows near 10 above. Wind chills, however, in the single digits below zero. On Monday, mostly sunny skies, a bit milder with highs in the mid-20s. Partly sunny on Tuesday with highs in the lower 20s. Currently, it's 17 degrees.
The Badgers.
Beats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts.
said a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Tears won't fall.
It Can't Rain All the Time by Jane Siberry from the Crow soundtrack from 1994. One of the more impactful soundtracks to come out, really impactful movies. And we're definitely going to be going back to the Crow soundtrack on Side B when we come back with another Unlabeled, a new episode of Unlabeled coming up for you very soon. We'll be getting to that soundtrack again. We wrap up, though, with an important one. It comes from the singles soundtrack from 1992, and I mentioned earlier, on many lists, they consider this to be the best soundtrack of the 90s, and understandably so. It's a good argument to make, in part because of things like this. One of the integral songs on the album, a song from Mother Love Bone, an American rock band out of Seattle, long before we knew the term grunge or who Soundgarden or Pearl Jam were, members of that band were made up in this band. And it was a band that they lost their lead singer, Way Young, Andrew Wood, who was integral, very energetic and fun frontman, and a great singer, as you're about to hear. For many of us, we didn't know who Mother Love Bone was. This is long before being able to look up anything you wanted on the internet and check out a band in a couple states or even across the country. So this was that much more important to be able to not only carry on the legacy of Mother Love Bone, but to turn them on to a whole new audience. Here is one of the better songs that you're going to hear, let alone in the soundtrack. It's Chloe Dancer, Crown of Thorns, Mother Love Bone. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back next week with more Unlabeled right here at WFHR.
Those lessons. Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. For you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Millions of Americans are in the path of a big winter storm. Good news if you're a snow lover. Pittsburgh Public Works Director Chris Hornstein.
We're asking residents to please use caution. Don't travel unless you need to.
And if you do need a more blunt warning, here's Kansas Highway Patrol Trooper Ben Gardner.
Get off the road.
The storm's expected to bring heavy snow, ice, and bitter cold to a huge chunk of the country. 25 states are in the storm's path. This afternoon, President Biden signed the Social Security Fairness Act, a measure that boosts payments for current and former public employees.
Americans who have worked hard all their lives to earn an honest living should be able to retire with economic security and dignity. That's the entire purpose of the Social Security system crafted by Franklin Delano Roosevelt nearly 90 years ago.
An update now on the New Year's Day rampage in New Orleans. Josh.